Now, could you turn in a Bible to Galatians chapter 1? Paul is going to tell someone else in his first hand in a letter about the same experience that Luke reliably reports in Acts chapter 20. So, Colossians, Ephesians. So if you get to Ephesians, a little too far. Did I say Colossians? I meant Galatians. Yeah, I meant Galatians. Galatians chapter 1. And we'll start at verse 15, which, you know, you can find it at 1169 if you went to a Bible at the end of a row. Starting at verse 15, look what it says here. It says, "But when he who set me apart before I was born and who called me by his grace, charis, was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone." When God revealed his son to me so that I could preach to the Gentiles, I didn't check with anybody. I heard from God. "Nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again to Damascus." Then, verse 18, "After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas," which is Peter, "and remained with him 15 days. After 3 years, I made a 2-week visit, but I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother," and looked at verse 22, "and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ." And then look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 1. "Then, after 14 years, I went to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking along Titus with me, and I went up because of a revelation and set before them," though privately, "before those who seemed influential, the gospel that I proclaim among the Gentiles, in order to make sure that I wasn't running or had not run in vain." So isn't that interesting? Paul, "I heard from God. I went away. And for 3 years, me and Jesus hung out, and the scripture was open to me, and I learned what I know about God. I made a little trip, and then I talked to Peter. I was there for 2 weeks. You know, how much can you learn the New Testament in 2 weeks? I'm sure you could read it in a day. Right? 2 weeks, and then 14 years. Just doing the work, led by God, being a minister. And then at verse 6, look at what it says in Galatians chapter 2. "And from those who seemed to be influential," what they were makes no difference to me. God shows no partiality. "Those, I say, who seemed influential, they added nothing to me. On the contrary, when they saw that I had been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised," just as Peter had been entrusted with the gospel to the circumcised, "for he," speaking of God, "who worked through Peter for his apostolic ministry to the circumcised, worked also through me for mine to the Gentiles." So Paul takes the rabbi, the educated guy, sends him to the plain folks who don't know the religious scriptures, and he takes the vocational fisherman kicked out of rabbi school guy and takes him to the Jews. It's a funny, funny thing. So we'll take this expert and go explain it to people who don't know anything. You'll be able to explain it best. And we'll take this and you go with this plain understanding of Christ and help it to the people who are all wrapped up in the religious stuff. And Paul says, "I didn't have to check. I hear from God. But when I did check with them," look what it says there. In verse 9 of Galatians chapter 2, "when James and Cephas and John, who seem to be pillars," who seems to be pillars in your church? When the people who are reliable, who I look to, they study their Bibles, they pray, they have good things to say about anybody, they steer me in the right direction. "When pillars perceived the grace that was given to me," Paul says, "they gave the right hand of fellowship to Barnabas and me." So I knew that I heard from God. I went and I shared what I understood from Scripture. And when I checked with other people that knew it, yeah, we agree. It's God, and it's confirmed, and other people see it too. Paul is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which he received directly from Jesus Christ. He has authority. The Pauline scriptures matter as much as the gospels. That's an important thing. A lot of people say, oh, I follow Jesus. I just read the Gospels. And some people say, I follow Paul because that's more practical stuff for the way that the church is. And then other people back in the day, they said, I follow Apollos. He's the one that baptized me. And people say, oh, I'm at the Baptist church, and oh, I'm a Presbyterian. You can't do wrong with the Church of Scotland. It's been here as long as God's been here. You know, ha, 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 all that stuff. Paul hears from God, and other apostles recognize this, and people who hear from God find agreement with other followers of God. That is the principle of the membership of this church. Nobody is a member of this church who is not a Christian. The people who are Christians, who say, I'd like to become a member with your fine fellowship, you guys look all right. I don't mind being associated with you. We'd like to join. And then the people in the church says, we love every Christian to be here on the team. And then can we just get together and will you confirm your testimony? Tell us about Christ at work in your life. And yep, that's a Christian witness. You belong here too. Anybody who's a Christian is a member of the church who just has a witness and testimony that says, I follow Jesus Christ. I was baptized in response to the transformation of my heart, in response to the gospel, and I walk in obedience to the scriptures following Jesus. That's what happens here with Paul. That's what happens here with each one of you in this room. That's what happens with anybody who's like, I wonder if I'll become a member. That's the process. I just outlined it. It's not complicated.